Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samuels.
3 weeks ago, I donated blood. Last week, I received a message that the blood had been processed and delivered to the Princess Alexandra Hospital in Harlow. Nice. I know the hospital. One of the congregations I serve is Redeemer in Harlow. I chuckled and weirdly wondered whether there would be a Harlow local leaving hospital with a slight Australian twang. Yes, I know that's not how blood works. My blood was processed, anonymized, so to speak, and the Australian was taken out of it so it could best do its work, helping people live and get better. Blood not treated, which can be infected blood, as the British scandal in the past still causes heartache and calls for justice shows, is a serious matter. The history of blood transfusions reveals this danger as well, because the discovery of blood types came about when trying to work out why some people lived and some people died from them. Now, transfusions are so safe. If the person in Harlow who receives my blood did want an Aussie twang, then it is not meeting my blood that is important, but meeting me, or another Australian. Presence and proximity do influence us and change us, often imperceptibly, until one looks back over a long period of time. At Holy Communion, each person who communes encounters Jesus. What our senses tell us is that we are probably kneeling, and a pastor is giving us a wafer and a sip of wine. The words we hear mention Jesus' body given and Jesus' blood shed, and the communicant is told, "For you." Our bodies tell us how we're feeling. Our eyes tell us who is around us. Neither of them show us Jesus. It is through our ears that we hear words that challenge what we're feeling or what our eyes are telling us, because these words from Jesus declare him to be present with us. People are where their body and blood are located. And so in faith, we receive Jesus who strengthens the life we were given in baptism. This means that Jesus influences us. We grow in our relationship with him. It also means that Jesus is a universal donor, for no one is incompatible, the wrong type, to Jesus. He loves everyone. Yes, that means you. And it also means that while we proclaim the Lord's death until he reappears, Jesus is alive. He has defeated death's power, and he is with us to help us live in this world one day at a time. Again, we live by faith because during the week, at home, at work, wherever we are, we don't see Jesus to follow him. But his word can guide, shape, influence how we see what is happening each week, at home, at work, wherever we are. Can Jesus be trusted? When we're feeling we're drowning in so many words around us, Jesus calls us away for a while back to him, usually on the weekly anniversary of the resurrection, to rest and be refreshed. The cross and empty tomb and bread and wine bring to us all that Jesus did back then. He did to be with us now, to be with you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, ever-living God, we thank you that you have overcome the old powers of sin and death through the mighty resurrection of your Son and have made all things new in him. Make us dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, so that we can live with confidence and joy following Jesus, for he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.